And now, stay tuned for Abe Burrows on The Voice of the Army. From Hollywood, California, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you 15 minutes of comedy and song starring Abe Burrows with Milton DeLugg and his quartet. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army. And now, here, friends, is America's brightest new humorist, Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows, like he said. As if you could confuse me with Hildegard. Anyway, here I am, Abe Burrows, brought to you through the miracle of radio. Some people take radio for granted, you know, but to me it's still a miracle. I mean, here I am standing in a studio in Hollywood, and I say a few words into a microphone, and bingo, quick as a flash, all over the country, people turn their sets off. Amazing, huh? Today I'm being sponsored by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force. Biggest sponsors I ever had. And I understand they turn out a pretty good product, too. Well, for those of you who've never heard this amazing bit of effrontery of mine, I'd like to explain that these songs of mine are songs which I wrote because I didn't like writing other songs which I heard. I call them type songs. For instance, here's a love type song which I've recorded for Decca. It's what you might call no matter where you are, I still love you type song. Like this. As I lie on my hospital bed, I long for your caressing. I keep right on being in love, though I'm convalescing. Though I've had an appendectomy, the thought of you still comes direct to me. I may be sick in the hospital, but I'm not sick of you. I think about you every single moment I can manage. I see your face in every pill and every roll of bandage. I may be stuck with adhesive tape, but I'm still stuck on you. When I get out of here, oh honey lamb, please let's be as close as Dr. Kildare and Dr. Gillespie. 'Cause I may be sick in the hospital, but I'm not sick of you. No. Well, I guess that one should only be sung during visiting hours. You know, some of these songs of mine never even get finished. I suppose that's a good thing, too. But anyway, some of my things are just titles. I've never managed to do anything with them. Like, there's a song I have called, I Know That I'll See You in My Dreams Tonight, So That's Why I'm Staying Awake. It's a little mean, I think. Or there's a Western song I'm working on called, On the Santa Fe Trail, I Came to Grief, I Tried to Lasso the Super Chief. Gotta keep working on those. Anyway, here's a song that I did finish. And this is a folk-type song. It's my version of one of those folk songs which have gotten so popular recently. You know, a lot of folk songs are simple, lovely things, but an awful lot of them sound something like this. There was a wee maiden who lived on a hill. Her name, it was Effie. She worked in a mill, singing, Daddy down, daddy, do creature de craw, wickery wackery, snickety snore. One day, little Effie, she walked down the road. She met a young man who was carrying a load, singing, Terry, oh, Mary, oh, slippery slobber, rickety racket, chibaba, chibaba. Said the young man to Effie, will you win me wed? Faith that I will that, to him Effie said, singing, yatta, yatta, rickety ree, skip along, hop along, Cassidy. But one week after they married, he said, Effie, I stay here no longer, for I've six wives in London town and two in Cucamonga, singing, sorry, oh, daddy,
twitchity-tweet. Doodly-el, noodly-el, S-M-F-T. Farewell, my true lover, to him Effie said. Then she whipped out a musket and filled him full of lead. Singing, hey, nanny, nanny, and ha-cha-cha-chee, hankery, bankery, dinkery, dee, sickery, snackery, done your doom. These were the last words of poor Effie Boone.
Ah, oh, that was terrible, huh? That voice of mine isn't bad, it's just dreadful. Anyway, here is the great accordionist, Mr. Milton D. Lugg, leading his quartet in Tico, Tico. Arriba de Lug. That was Tico Tico, played by Milton de Lug and his Caballeros, or Caballeros, or Caballerios, or, well, whatever is the Spanish word for cab drivers. This is Abe Burrows again, and I got another song I'd like to do now. This is a Western-type song. It's about an unhappy Hollywood cowboy actor. You know, I love those guys, and I love the pictures they act in. Westerns are great. They're honest. Get a lot of action without a lot of kissing and all that mush. They don't have twisted, involved love affairs. In a Western picture, when the hero realizes he's in love with a girl, he does what any decent, self-respecting, well-adjusted man should do. He rides away. And you take the villain. In a Western picture, the villain is never a warped, evil character who is vicious from psychological causes. He's just a plain, wholesome rat. You know, one of the things that worries me is the fact that a lot of the real, genuine cowboy actors who left the Western cow country and who came further west to make pictures in Hollywood are getting fed up with Hollywood. They want to leave and go home. And that's what my song's about. It's a Hollywood cowboy's lament.
Gather round, all you folks, and hear my tale of woe. I came from Oklahoma for some easy picture dough. Now I am plumb tired, and I want to be on my way. And when my producer calls me, this is what I'll say. I reckon I'm a quitting Hollywood. I reckon I'm a-going where I reckon I should. There's a feeling of gladness in my chest, 'cause I'm gonna go back east to the west. Oh, I'm depressed as I can be. My wonder horse is smarter than me. That's why I think it's for the best. If I take me way back east to the west. Oh, you prairie, I'm a feeling homesick. Oh, you sagebrush, I'm leaving Republic. Oh, I'd rather face the mountain lion than cross the street at Hollywood and Vine. I've called Luella and I've confessed. I'm a going way back east to the west.
Ah, the west. I love the old west and I'm a hankering for it. The west, where a man can be by himself with nobody near him for hundreds of miles. It's friendly. Out there where there ain't no housing shortage. Because there ain't no houses. You know, the other day I said to old Paint, that's my wife, honey, I said, let's start a fixing to throw our legs across a couple of cayuses and mosey on back to the mesquite. And she said, ah, your father's Mustang. She's a California girl. But I'm going to get back to the west somehow. And someday when I cash in my chips, when my final option gets picked up, when I go to meet the big ranch boss up yonder, I want to be in the west. Oh, you desert. I'll be riding with the breeze. I'm removing my hoofprints from Grauman's Chinese. So give me a home where the buffalo roam, where there ain't no toothpaste on my dome. Goodbye, Roy Rogers, and all the rest. 'Cause I'm gonna go back east to the west.
Out of west.
Well, it was pretty far west, that one was. Here's another song that I recorded for Decca. This one is on sale at all the more courageous music stores. It's a love-type song. Type song I've become rather identified with, this one. It's what you might call My Blue-Tailed Fly. It's an exaggerated type love song where the guy is saying, my girl is like this.
I walk along singing, no time for blues or sighs. 'Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the free blue eyes. You can't upset me, none of you's gloomy guys. 'Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the free blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it the way she walks? Or the way she shakes her bright little skirt? Or the way she talks? That's why I'm singing nothing but blue skies. Cupid gave me a shout, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue, girl with three blue. Not one, not two, but three. Whoa.
Thank you, Abe Burrows, for a very entertaining and enlightening performance.
Well, thank you, Rye Billsbury, for this opportunity to be entertaining. And now it's your turn to be enlightening. So go ahead and light our nice listeners.
All right. I'll enlighten them on the advantages of a military career in the United States Army. You fellows between the ages of 18 and 34 years, 17 with parents' permission, have an unexcelled opportunity to secure your future by enlisting today in the U.S. Army. It offers exceptionally fine educational advantages, the pay is good, and advancement comes with increased responsibilities. Also, you'll be doing your part to maintain world peace. Visit your local recruiting office today. Learn about the opportunities that are yours for the asking.
And tell them I sent you around. Bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this station and starred Abe Burrows with the Milton DeLug Quartet and was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Rye Billsbury speaking. This transcribed feature was another in the series of The Voice of the Army.